The smoking hot Wynwood. All right, Shelley Bloom.
Nice to hear your voice.
I love you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
You're the best. All right, Shelley Bloom.
I'm talking about Angleton.
Oh, not me? You don't love me? You love the other guy?
Bye, Shelley.
The building. All right, pal.
You're too funny, Sheldon. All right, Shelley Bloom, Fashion Clothiers. We're here now. We've got Jim Angleton. Jim's with, what's the name of your company, Jim? Aegis FS? What's the FS stand for?
Friendly stuff.
I'll bet it does.
Finkelstein. All right, guys.
You're too funny, Shelley. Thank you so much, man. We'll catch you next week. We got Jimmy on. Jim's on now. Now, Jim, we're talking about, you know, your company, the things that you do for everybody. You know, you've been here for forever. You heard Shelley talking about your parents, for crying out loud. Now, Aegis does what? Set the table, because we're going to talk about Bitcoin and all the debit cards and cybersecurity, all the things you guys dabble in.
Well, it's nice to be here. Hello, everybody in Miami. And it was nice to hear Shelley and the great things that Brother Freed here does on the radio and all the millions of listeners here in
Tens
Miami.
Tens of millions,
I'm
Jim. Who you stop short-selling me here.
I know. I know. And, you know, the Arbitron rating is like through the roof on this show.
It is. It is. Well, with you today.
And I'm just so honored. I appreciate the $100,000 honorarium that you gave me to come here and speak.
Coming out of the CCIM slush
fund. That's right. And, you know, the free parking space was great, too. So, you know.
The person finally pulled out?
Well, you know, somebody finally got out, you know.
You're a sick man.
Well,
now, listen, Jimmy, tell me, you know, one of the things I really wanted to talk to you about, because I know that really with all the joking and everything, you're one of the experts in town about this Bitcoin thing. What is that? Because it seems to me like it's kind of an interesting, shady kind of a situation. What's going on with that?
You and a lot of people else would like to know the same thing. You know, it's funny how over time, technology is a wonderful thing in some respects, and in other respects, it's a wait-and-see attitude and let it prove itself. In relationship to Bitcoin, it's a digital currency based on an encryption and a code. And, you know, it started in 2009, but really and truly, it was out there a lot longer, but it was in a dormant type of an effect with some mathematicians and algorithm cryptographers that basically came out of the intelligence industry and military and government and big business. And it's a wonderful emulation of codes that a person to person can relay money from point A to point B in literally seconds. And to this exact point of where Bitcoin is going right now, we see a wonderful wide open field of a cheaper stream of how you can convey your currency or buy goods and services. And at the same time, it has a lot of implications of the lack of regulation, oversight, and review. So right now, we're looking at a very cool instrument called Bitcoin. And by the way, there's 290 different variables of digital currencies under the Bitcoin format.
Really? Wow.
So the nice thing about this is that it's not one currency. It's more than 290 of these type of digital currencies where you have a person that has a supercomputer. And what Bitcoin really comes down to is your amount of computing power and how much energy you can pay for to get your computer to dream up an algorithm. Mm-hmm. That particular algorithm is how you get your money.
Wow. So then I could make up code and kind of crack in there and take all the Bitcoins?
We could make a Freed coin.
Oh, awesome.
And then we can go to Shelley and go spend all the money there, you know, and get some nice duds.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could get him in all kinds of colors. You know, he's got these he's got some wild stuff. But back to this. So Bitcoin is a future currency. You know, I've read some things that it's potential for abuse out there, but what's the scoop with that?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You have good, bad, and indifferent. And so to this point, there's a lot of well-intended people that are dealing in Bitcoin that are looking for a way to convey currency and shop and buy. It's great for third, fourth, and fifth world countries where their monetary supply and their currency levels are extremely exhausted or they're not worth anything to anybody else. They're not even worth being admitted into the BRIC nations. And wow. So the bottom line is that to this degree, that's where the Bitcoin piece has its value. here in the United States, it has its value too. Because when you look at if you used a brand type of a debit card or credit card, not too many people understand this, but the merchants actually pay a discount. So if you go and spend $10 for an item, the merchant's really seeing $8.20. And so under the Bitcoin premise of settlement, when you go to buy something for $10, the merchant's going to receive $9.15 back.
Wow.
So it's a savings. And so if you buy big ticket items, it's a bigger savings. But like all other things, the nefarious comes into play. And we've seen many Russians, ill-intended Iranians, Venezuelans. Heck, there's a Venezuelan Bitcoin that's out there, and it's actually operating in a stealth mode so that the government of Venezuela can't track it, and some of their citizenry can come to Miami and bring their money here and offload it, be able to buy that house in Doral, or be able to go and spend money at Sears. Then again, you could also come here and buy weapons, buy drugs, or buy people with it. So it comes in all different shapes and forms.
Well, Jim, I think I'm going to take a deep breath. Wonder Woman's freaking out back there. So I think why don't we go to a break right here, right now. Then we'll come back. We're going to talk more financial cybersecurity, cashless transactions, and other really cool, neat stuff with Jim Angleton, CEO of Aegis FS. We'll be right back with more Freedom Business right after this. Wonder Woman, take us away.